Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. He's Big Joe Dubin, Chase McCabe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier with you as well. On this Monday, coming up December 30th, 1 o'clock, Nissan Stadium, the Transperfect Music City Bowl features the Auburn Tigers and the Maryland Terrapins. They will be here. We say hello to Scott Ramsey from the National Sports Council and, of course, the Transperfect Music City Bowl, who helps put it all together. Scott, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys today?
We're doing fantastic. So you got your matchup. I know it's almost like Christmas morning for you and your team when you find out the two teams that are going to be here.
Yeah, it is, Chase. It's, the last couple weeks, and we've talked historically, you're just running a lot of what-if scenarios, so you're ready for yesterday. And in today's world of instantaneous information, it's you just got to be prepared. So at that point, you're just kind of ready to say, hey, which one is it so we can get going? And yesterday was that. And, you know, we're excited today. I think certainly the Auburn fans have really traveled well to Nashville and supported their team. And it's a great fit there, especially with the game being on Saturday, to really maximize the Auburn fans to get a chance to see them play. And then, you know, Maryland will be a first-time participant in the bowl. And we were a longtime partner with the ACC, but we never lined up with Maryland. And now they're with the Big Ten and a chance to expose our city to a new fan base, which is one of the mission objectives of the bowl, to really kind of utilize that as a big tourism opportunity. And we feel pretty confident that the Maryland fans are excited about coming to our city.
And I'll tell you this too, Scott. I love the – it's on a Saturday, and I love the 1 o'clock kickoff. I think that's just a perfect time to kick things off here in Nashville.
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, you're dictated by the schedule and the calendar every year and how things line up. But this year's a really good one, to your point, Chase. And, you know, to kind of think we're only one of three college games on that day with the Peach and then ultimately the Orange Bowl behind us. So, you know, a lot of great football that day, and to be one of three games and be on ABC is a huge opportunity to showcase our city. And we're looking forward to that opportunity, and we think it kind of maximizes the opportunity for fans to come and have fun in Nashville, but also attend the game and follow their team.
Talking to Scott Ramsey, National Sports Council. And Scott, I love the answer yesterday when I asked you last night about how the Georgia-Alabama game affected the Music City Bowl. Do you mind explaining that again?
Yeah, it's tough to be real concise on it, Joe, as I said yesterday, but kind of how the process works. Every conference has a different selection process, if you will. You know, in the olden days, it was really a draft order, and it was really dictated by how much you paid out. And you got locked in, and at the time you picked, you picked. But now I think we've gotten much more creative on trying to put the right teams in the right cities in the right year to kind of give the fans a different feel for a different matchup and different city, and give the cities, you know, a chance to expose their city to different fan bases. So really going into championship weekend, there's a lot of twists and turns. The first thing is who gets in the New Year's Six? Well, the New Year's Six is comprised of a mix of at-large by ranking and some are by contract. So the one that impacted us most directly was who is going to be the ACC opponent in the Orange Bowl. And that's the highest ranked either SEC or Big Ten team that's not their champion. So had Georgia won, obviously you felt like Ohio State was going to stay ahead of Alabama, which would put the Big Ten in there. Had that happened, the Big Ten was going to vacate their spot in Tampa, which would have given us the second pick in the Big Ten behind the Citrus Bowl. If the SEC, which turned out to be the case with Georgia in there, then the Big Ten was going to fill Tampa, and we would have had the third pick. So there's a lot of moving parts that you can't really connect the dots with without kind of walking some people through. So that's why we have to really kind of wait it out and see what happens. And we had plans ready for both teams, and where there's going to be probably either Wisconsin or Maryland based on who Tampa was going to select. And it's the way it kind of plays out usually on Sundays.
I love the fact that you got a brand new school, Maryland, coming to Nashville. That's a good football team that took Michigan down to the wire right there. What was it like calling Maryland and saying, "Hey, welcome to Nashville," or "You're coming to Nashville"? What was that like?
Yeah, they're excited. I think I said this to you last night too, Joe. I, it's kind of pretty prideful when you get the call and people are so excited about coming to our city. I think it makes you feel really good about Nashville and people's interest in coming here. And hey, we know Maryland is not typically a geographical, you know, fit for Nashville, but they're so excited about coming. They haven't been here. They haven't played Auburn since 1983, which featured Boomer Esiason and Bo Jackson. So, you know, I think the matchup is unique. They had a 20% increase in their average home attendance this year. So they're excited about football. You know, I mean, do we expect to sell out? No, I think you got to be reasonable. But, man, when you start thinking about 10, 15, 20,000 people coming and spending a week here from a market that we can expose our city to that hasn't been here yet, that's one of the missions of the game. So I think we're really excited about that. They're excited about coming, and we're looking forward to having them.
Scott Ramsey is with us from the Transperfect Music City Bowl and the Nashville Sports Council. It's more than just a football game. You know, when you come to our city, there's always different activities surrounding the bowl. So what can fans look forward to?
Well, I think it's always kind of, you know, Broadway's Broadway, Chase, as you know. And
oh, he knows.
No, I've never experienced that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, ask Joe. He can help you there. you know, I think early in our kind of formation of the bowl, we tried to maybe over-program things. And our feedback was we like some free time because fans just want to experience the city, and so do the kids. So, you know, we kind of balance that out over the 3 or 4 days they're here. I think one of the great assets we have, which we know living here, is Gaylord Opryland. They host both teams for us, but we got sound waves out there for the players. Jeff Jarrett has a wrestling event, a true setup, 3-match wrestling event for each team. We incorporate some Wounded Warriors and J9 and Folds of Honor veterans and Gold Star families with them on that. And then the fans, we really kind of focus in on the night before. We have our Battle of Bands on Broadway. We host an event for the parents of all the players, so they get to know both teams are in there, so they get to meet and mingle the other parents. We have a great party that night with our sponsors, and then we got a big tailgate party the day of the game, which will be in the morning leading up to the 1 o'clock game. So, you know, we're really blessed that we've got a city that can kind of be our city, which is the destination, and not have to try to create events that are kind of, you know, one-off and try to drive people there. So we balance it out. You know, we host a VIP dinner for the administrators on the stage of Grand Ole Opry. We take the coaches' wives to the Bluebird. So we really kind of use unique assets we have here in Nashville to showcase our city.
Scott, also, I loved hearing this last night, how your little bowl game has generated more than $400 million in revenue for our city. I just found that fascinating, Scott.
Well, Joe, we've been here the whole time. And, I, you know, when we started this in 1998, I don't think we really expected to average over $16, $17 million in direct spending between Christmas and New Year's in Nashville in 1998. And now you look at that week with the New Year's Eve event being added about 10 years ago and averaging about 55,000 to 60,000 folks in the stadium and a 3.5-hour infomercial for our city on ESPN. It's just been exceeded expectations. And certainly the economic and the tourism value is one of the reasons we started the game. It's really paid off in spades, and I think that week, if you really look at it from the business perspective, there's not really a convention out there if we don't have the bowl to replace it with 35,000 out-of-towners that we average. So, you know, it's just really a great use of the stadium, great use of our city, and we're excited about what's been generated, and then also with the new stadium coming, you know, future opportunities as we look ahead.
I just think you guys do such a great job of putting the city on the map, and I know the hard work you guys do. So it's thank you from all of us here in Nashville for that 3-hour infomercial, because it's a beautiful thing, and seeing all that on ESPN and just all the things that surround the bowl. You guys do such a good job.
Well, we're like I said last night, I think we're blessed to kind of be able to kind of be part of it. But really, it's kind of the city, our volunteers, our staff, Gaylord Opryland, the downtown, the stadium, Nissan Stadium, the Titans that kind of work with us on game dates, So there's so many people that kind of have been a part of making the event pretty special, and I think that's one of the things that we do well in our city is I think everybody gathers around when we've got something that that we're proud of and put their piece in on it. And so it's been a great 25 years, our 26th game, and I think we're going to welcome a new fan base and a fan base that's very familiar with Nashville, and it'll be a great blend of those two this year.
Well, we're looking forward to it, Scott, and airing it here and being partnered up with you. Going to be a fun one, and we will talk a little bit closer to it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Scott Ramsey, Nashville Sports Council, and the TransPerfect Music City Bowl, which will be December 30th in our city. 1 o'clock at Nissan Stadium. If you'd like to win a pair of tickets to that game between Auburn and Maryland, you can be caller number 5 right now at 615-737-1025. We'll hook you up with a pair of tickets to the TransPerfect Music City Bowl on Saturday, December 30th. How about that?
Well done. Hey, how about that?
How about that? Coming up next, we'll get back into the Titans' loss yesterday and what it means moving forward. And also, I'll mention the thing that I've never seen before. I forgot to get to that. We'll do that next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.